This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Lauren Gallagher. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are recent renovations to local women's shelter, Ruth's Place, a recap of the homecoming weekend, and a new announcement from Kings and Wilkes regarding the Riverfront Park. We'll also get this week's edition of Music Monday, a homecoming Monarch sports update, and a look at the weather for the top of the week. Ruth's Place, the only women's shelter in Luzerne County, showcased their latest upgrades in an open house on Friday. Station manager Katie Pugh toured the updated facility.
The only emergency women's shelter in Luzerne County recently got a huge upgrade thanks to $50,000 in donations. Ruth's Place accepts women of all backgrounds and gives them a place to stay. But the shelter goes above and beyond by giving each woman personalized help finding a stable job, housing, and transportation within 30 days of arriving. Kim Follett, Vice President of Program Operations at Volunteers of America, the new parent organization of Ruth's Place, discussed the progress made during the renovations.
It's very heartwarming. I mean, it's a dream come true for the women who experienced their time here at the shelter. It is also really rewarding to see the staff responding to the gifts that we've really been given. This was funded in large part by the Pennsylvania Affordable Housing and Rehabilitation Enhancement Fund through the state, and it's a really competitive funding program in the state, and so to have Ruth's Place receive that funding was a big deal, and to see what we've accomplished with it is phenomenal.
Follett also spoke of what makes Ruth's Place truly unique, the people.
I'm proud of the comprehensive approach that we take in working with these women. So it's not just about having a place to lay your head. It's about connections to other women who are undergoing a shared experience. It's an opportunity to work with staff who has a real passion for the work that they do. And so they approach that work with heart. And they also are really just connected to this community and the resources. So it's both the compassion, but it's truly the ability to help.
Kristen Topolsky, Director of Programming at Volunteers of America and one of the founding members of Ruth's Place, detailed the renovations made to the shelter.
It took a massive effort, and we got all new flooring throughout the building. We purchased the flooring from Sam's Club and had a ton of volunteers bring 483 boxes of flooring into this building in one night. And then we had a contractor who really was very good to us and came in and laid all of the flooring within one weekend in order to not have much downtime in the shelter. We painted all the walls, all the staff and volunteers did that. Obviously, a lot of deep cleaning that went along with this, which was a lot of volunteers. And then after we got the flooring in, we purchased new beds and new lockers.
Ruth's Place had some challenges establishing its roots in the community, Topolsky explains.
When we first started moving into this building, you know, not in my backyard, nobody wants to put a homeless shelter in their backyard. But statistically speaking, it raises property values, and it really is, you know, a good thing for a community because it takes people who might be forced to make very poor decisions and puts them in a good, safe, structured environment. Once we got here and people started seeing the results that were coming out of Ruth's Place, I think the community really turned a corner.
Tiki, a woman helped by Ruth's Place, described how the shelter has benefited her.
They helped me out a lot. It was life-saving for me. They helped me out with housing, obviously food, clothing, any type of groups or any type of workshops that I needed to do. So there's a lot of resources they helped us out with. I became homeless after I lost my job and no longer could pay my rent. So after I exhausted all my options, then I looked online and found Ruth's Place.
Ruth's Place's 10th annual Walk for Hope is coming up this Saturday on October 1st on Public Square in Wilkes-Barre. Registration and food, music, vendors, and basket raffles will start at 1 p.m., and the rally and walk will start at 2 p.m. The walk is free to attend and welcomes children and pets. Every donation raised goes directly to Ruth's Place. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Station Manager Katie Pugh.
Homecoming is one of the college's biggest events throughout the year, with sporting events, activities, and entertainment for students, faculty, and alumni to enjoy. Program Director John Flynn has a recap of the weekend.
The homecoming festivities kicked off Friday evening with a block party along Jackson Street on campus. There were several attractions, whether it was food vendors, games, inflatables, and entertainment. All of it came together under a deep blue sky on a warm summer night. It encompassed a great turnout among students, both residents, and commuters. Kathy Barber, coordinator of campus activities and community life, described the good feelings of homecoming and how the block party came about.
This year, we decided to go with some entertainment. We went to a conference in March and hired two groups from there, from APCA. And I thought the students who stayed to listen to them really enjoyed them, and I thought it worked out well.
And as a result, the entertainment became Barbara's personal favorite part of the homecoming block party.
I would have to say the entertainment on stage, putting some of those games up on stage, I think that got students involved and participating. You know, other than playing the games, they were a part of the games.
Musical acts such as The Seekers and Ryan Quinn performed on the stage, as well as two King students each performing a song. Sophomores Talia Johnson and Mikey Brandle were runners-up at last year's King's Idol, so Campus Activities recruited them to perform a song each. Johnson performed Joan Jett's classic I Love Rock and Roll, and Mikey Brandle performed Bowling for Soup's 1985. And the night led to the two most important announcements of the evening, the names of the homecoming king and the homecoming queen. The student body voted in the week leading up to last night's event between 9 seniors, 4 men and 5 women, to choose the pair. And now for their names.
Homecoming king is Christopher Fazzini.
Fazzini is a senior business management, human sources management double major from Drums, Pennsylvania, and is a 2014 graduate of Crestwood High School in Mountaintop, and is a star on the Kings basketball team. His brother John graduated last year and was a captain on last year's team.
And now for the homecoming queen. 2017 homecoming queen is Alexa Danko.
Danko is a senior marketing major in the Beta Gamma Sigma, Mu Kappa Tau, and Delta Epsilon Sigma Honor Societies, and is a senior class officer in the student government. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director John Flynn.
Luzerne County, along with King's College and Wilkes University, announced today a joint funding effort to liven up the River Commons Park along River Street in Wilkes-Barre. Brian Jones has the details on the announcement.
The county alongside Kings and Wilkes have come together to fund the Millennium Circle alongside the Susquehanna River in Wilkes-Barre. The schools together will be matching $20,000 each a year for the next 5 years. The county will also contribute, and in the end, the three will have put forward $250,000 for the project, which hopes to fund the arts and other outdoor activities. Luzerne County Manager David Pedry gave details of the agreement.
It's a joint participation where we're bringing resources, people, and talent together to better utilize this great asset for the community, for our students. So it's a great, great opportunity today to be here to kick it all off after months of negotiation.
Pedry explains where the contributions will go.
Kings and Wilkes will be putting in $20,000 every year for the next 5 years, and that will go to programming, making sure people know what we're doing here, having phenomenal events down here, drawing attention to this beautiful park. Luzerne County's money will be going to the upkeep of this park. We will be taking care of the maintenance, the manicuring, the weeding, and those types of things to making sure that we have a beautiful area here for our citizens always.
John Loyak, Vice President of King's College, discusses reasons for the school's involvement.
I think both King's and Wilkes saw it as a great opportunity to partner together to bring this part of what is almost our campus more into our campus, get the community more involved in it, get the students more involved in it. So we really saw it as just a great opportunity to utilize a great asset.
Wilkes University Special Assistant to the President Michael Wood talks about the aspects of the park and river to bring students and faculty to utilize the community asset and to bring the schools together.
It will give us an opportunity to really explore what we could do additional to the money. Think of ways that we might be able to be more helpful. So I do think one of those things will be figuring out how to engage the students, faculty, and staff more in the activities on the riverfront. But also figure out ways that we could use it more.
Wood states, although the monetary commitment is firm, the forthcoming events are still in the planning stages.
It is not towards a specific goal. I just think it was a number that we were comfortable with. And when you look at it in total between the county commitment and the commitment of Wilkes University and King's College, it amounts to $250,000 over the next 5 years. So that's pretty substantial. And I think it will make a big difference.
Programs associated with this project are still in the works, but an event planned by the Riverfront Parks Committee is Chalkfest, slated for Saturday, October 13th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wilkes-Barre River Common Millennium Circle. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Brian Jones.
Coming up next, we'll hear a fresh edition of Music Monday, get a homecoming sports recap, and the weather forecast.
Being homeless doesn't mean being hopeless. Ruth's Place, a program of Volunteers of America, changes the lives of hundreds of women each year. By providing shelter, housing assistance, and personal support, Ruth's Place gives its guests a new start. But this new start can't happen without you. Join us Sunday, October 1st at 12 p.m. for the Walk for Hope on Public Square in Wilkes-Barre. There will be music, vendors, raffles, and the chance to make a difference. For more information, visit Ruth's Place on Facebook or call 570-822-6817.
Hello, this is Guy from Elbow. You're listening to WRKC 88.5 FM at King's College, Wilkes-Barre.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
What's going on? This is Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC, and you're listening to Music Monday, your weekly spotlight for all the best new music in college radio. The first song we're going to listen to is Electronic Motivation for Your Soul. It comes from the film Boyfriend Killer, and its name is Still Standing.
They told me never change, but I did for some reason. They said keep on my ways, but I changed them.
Up next, we've got a mellow track from The Safes. Although they can get a little aggressive, they've got a pretty, sunny side to them as well. And I find their new album, Tasty Waves, to be a perfect representation of what I'm talking about in both sound and name. Perhaps you'll hear it as well on this track, the lead from Tasty Waves, Hometown. And finally, the headliner to this edition of Music Monday is a band that I've been cool with since Archie, Marry Me, first touched down. I'm talking about Always, spelled A-L-V-V-A-Y-S. In the track that you're about to hear, lead singer Molly Rankin goes soft in the best way possible and delivers the kind of elegant performance that fans of the band have come to expect. The song is Dreams Tonight, and it comes from Always' new album, Antisocialites. And that's it for this edition of Music Monday. If you enjoyed the selections tonight, make sure to always tune in to the WRKC News at 5 to hear the best new music in college radio. I've been Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC. Have a wonderful night.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The men's football team suffered a heartbreaking loss to Lycoming College on homecoming this Saturday, 44-41, with 42 seconds left in the game at McCarthy Stadium. Lycoming quarterback Chase Williams had an 11-yard rush for a touchdown that cemented the Monarchs' defeat. Monarch quarterback Zach Whitehead completed 25 passes on 44 attempts for 272 yards and 4 touchdowns. Whitehead also rushed for 107 yards with 2 touchdowns. Tyler Maroney caught 8 passes for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. On the defensive side of the ball, Jake Minetti was a constant thorn in the Warriors' side, recording 10 tackles. With a 2-2 record, Kings returns home this Saturday with a 1 o'clock matchup against the undefeated MAC co-leader Albright College. The men's tennis team got their season off to a hot start by going 3-0 over the weekend in homecoming matchups against Lycoming College, Penn College, and Marywood University. Senior Nathan Carl was named MAC Freedom Conference Men's Tennis Player of the Week. The conference office announced earlier today. Carl went a combined 6-0 to lead Kings to a 3-0 week. Carl went 3-0 at number one singles and 3-0 at number one doubles over the weekend. The women's tennis team went 1-1 over the weekend with a loss to Lycoming College and a win over Penn College. Their match against Marywood University had to be postponed. The men's soccer team defeated Widener University with a minute 32 remaining in the game on an Aiden DiCamilli goal. The win improved the Monarchs to 5-3 on the season. The Monarchs returned to the pitch this Wednesday against Alvernia University at 7 p.m. at McCarthy Stadium. The Kings College women's soccer team and Lebanon Valley College battled for 110 minutes of even play, with the end result being a 1-1 double overtime tie Saturday night at McCarthy Stadium. Danielle Putnam scored the lone goal for the Lady Monarchs. This was the second tie in a row for the Lady Monarchs. The Lady Monarchs' record sits at 3-2-2 on the season. They return to the pitch Wednesday at 5 p.m. in McCarthy Stadium. The women's field hockey team earned 2 victories over the weekend. On Friday night, senior captain Sarah Zabierski scored the game-winning goal just 3 minutes and 12 seconds into overtime. As a defending MAC conference champion, Kings College women's field hockey team posted a 3-2 victory over the visiting Manhattanville College. That game opened up MAC Freedom Conference play for both teams. On Saturday morning, the Lady Monarchs registered a 4-1 victory over Marywood University. Senior Brianna DiMaggio scored 2 goals in the contest and registered an assist. The Lady Monarchs sit at 3-5 on the season. They return to the field Wednesday to play Keystone College. In professional sports, the New York Yankees clinched a postseason berth with their victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. In the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the New York Giants 27-24 after a 61-yard field goal went through the uprights as time expired to defeat the New York Giants. The Eagles moved to 2-1 on the season. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 66. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with a chance of rain later in the day. The high is 86. And Wednesday will be sunny with a high of 87 degrees. There will be a free yoga session tonight at 7 in the aerobics room of the gym. The theater's production of A Year with Frog and Toad begins this Thursday at 7 p.m. and continues to Saturday. There is also a 1 p.m. matinee show Saturday and Sunday. Book your tickets by emailing boxoffice@kings.edu, and tickets are free to students. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Lauren Gallagher. Have a splendid Monday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio Kings College, Wilkes-Barre.